Tourism Resilience and Humanity to Assist Myanmar Thailand Jamaica Style. Today's response by the Global Tourism Resilience Crisis Management Center was timely. No wonder many call Tourism Minister Bartlett from Jamaica the global minister with a heart and a smile. Since there has been silence by UN Tourism, the region is starting to reach out specifically to the Union of Myanmar, also known as Burma. 2,700 dead and rising is the terrific result of the 7.7 earthquake that destroyed a tourism jewel in Myanmar, the city Mandalay, once the city of gold. The Friday earthquake destroyed livelihoods and buildings as far as Bangkok, Thailand. Tourism leaders in countries from around the region had put political issues aside and reached out to help. Today, Jamaica, the country known for leading global tourism resilience, and the outspoken Minister of Tourism, Edmund Bartlett, sent a letter to his counterparts in Myanmar and Thailand, offering assistance from the Jamaica-headquartered Global Tourism Resilience and Crisis Management Center. Earlier, UN Tourism candidates for Secretary Gloria Guevara and Harry Theo Harris reached out to Myanmar and Thailand, while the current UN Tourism Secretary General Zurab Palalakashvili remained silent. iturbonews.com. GTRCMC has satellite offices around the world, data, and connections that could greatly assist the epicenter of the quake, Myanmar, and if needed also Thailand. Minister Bartlett's letter said Honorable Doctor that kind Minister of Hotels and Tourism Ne Pai Tha, Myanmar. Dear Excellency, on behalf of the Global Tourism Resilience and Crisis Management Center, GTRCMC, please accept our deepest sympathies in the aftermath of the recent earthquake that has affected the people and infrastructure of Myanmar. We are profoundly concerned about all those impacted, including the many communities and businesses reliant on tourism. We commend the ongoing efforts by your government and local agencies to ensure the safety of residents and visitors alike. While the circumstances have been challenging, Myanmar's remarkable resolve shines through. This dedication to swift and effective response reflects the fortitude of your nation, a quality that resonates strongly with global travelers who hold Myanmar in high regard. The GTRCMC was established to help destinations prepare for and recover from crises of all kinds. With this in mind, we offer our full support to the Ministry of Hotels and Tourism as you implement recovery activities. Whether you require crisis management insights, facilitation of training programs, or coordination with international stakeholders, we stand ready to assist. Our shared objective is to ensure that tourism in Myanmar regains momentum as soon as possible, preserving jobs, stimulating investment, and uplifting the communities that depend on a vibrant hospitality sector. iturbonews.com. Tourism remains a beacon of economic vitality, creating employment, promoting cultural exchange, and generating foreign exchange earnings vital to a nation's growth. By combining your ministry's existing initiatives with GTRCMC's expertise, we can bolster your recovery efforts, enhance resilience, and forge a pathway to a more sustainable tourism sector in the wake of this unfortunate event. Please know that our thoughts are with you and your fellow citizens during this challenging period. Should you wish to discuss collaborative strategies or seek technical support from the GTRCMC, we are just a call or email away. We extend our wishes for a safe and successful recovery. May Myanmar's tourism industry soon return to the vibrant force it has always been, further illuminating your country's cultural heritage and natural wonders for the world to cherish. Ministry of Tourism. Jamaica Tourism Center. Yours sincerely, Honorable Edmund Bartlett, OJ, CD, MP, Minister of Tourism for Jamaica and Co-Chair, Global Tourism Resilience and Crisis Management Center, GTRCMC. A similar letter went out to the Honorable Sorawong Thienthong, Minister of Tourism and Sports, Bangkok, Thailand.